Good evening and welcome to the Higher Dimensions. This is your hostess, Phyllis Pricer. And tonight we're going to talk about developing psychic abilities again and how to change desires into realities using your psychic abilities and learning how to bring in psychic energy into you to strengthen clairvoyance, clairaudience, how to help persuade people through using visualization and breath and drawing in the energies of the spirit into your body so that you can gain your heart's desire. Now, we've had a talk before on how to develop psychic abilities, and there are multiple ways. And this time, we're using mainly breath and visualizations. And be honest with you, we are not going to get into everything that I'd like to share with you, but you know, part of this is what I do is I teach how to develop psychic abilities, and I work with people in giving readings for this reason. And I work on developing and increasing my own psychic abilities. And I feel it's important that everyone have the opportunity to reach into themselves. We all have the ability to develop these capabilities, these gifts, really, which are natural to every human being. For some people, it almost comes with them as a very normal pattern that they are born with. And I will just tell you that's because they have used these abilities to good purpose, usually, in former lifetimes. And there are those who have the gifts, and they become afraid of them, and they don't want anything to do with them. This is because they have suffered at some point in the past for having these gifts, being called or a witch or persecuted or burned at the stake or what have you. And some because they abuse the powers and they knew it, and they are afraid because they knew when they did abuse the powers, it turned back on them. Now, the one thing that I would like to impress upon you is these are gifts of the Holy Spirit, all right? They are mentioned, they are mentioned in the Bible, and they are natural and normal to all of us, and they are God-given for us to use. And it is important to remember the word use to make our lives a happier place, a more prosperous life with friends and loving family and the material things that we want. It's not a naive saying to say that we can change our very lives. But you know, it's not just that you snap your fingers. It means that you work at it. Like anything else, it's a matter of using it and developing it. If you're an athlete, you would not expect, I think, to go out into a race the first time and win it and not do any effort and just sit and be a couch potato between races. You learn to develop and use this exercise, whether it's being a computer program or anything else. We also are going to do an exercise that increases inspiration so that no matter what endeavor you're in, it doesn't matter if you're a student, it doesn't matter if you're a teacher, it doesn't matter what you do in life, you can always use inspiration to increase your productivity, the joy and satisfaction you have in what you do, whether it's even a parent. I know I use my capabilities as a psychic with a parent because I worked. And I would check in with my children after school, even though they were in after-school care. I would check in mentally with them from my office to make sure everything was okay. And one day I know I felt really sick to my stomach. I knew something was wrong. I told my boss I had to leave early, and I got home and found out my son, in playing catch, broke his thumb. And it had happened, actually, while I was on my way home. So I had a little prophetic insight there, clairvoyance. And I got home just shortly after his thumb was broken. So using it to keep track of your children, finding lost articles, this is not Alzheimer's we're talking about. We're talking about, we have a lot of things to think about, and sometimes we put things down, or sometimes I think we have mischievous some say poltergeists, but mischievous spirits in our life that like to mess with our minds and play with things, because I've seen things disappear and reappear, and you know darn well you looked in that place before, and the things weren't there. So in spite of this all, what I'm going to share with you this evening are good practical aspects and techniques to use and develop this skill, and it doesn't come overnight. For some, it's going to be faster than others. So just know that if you don't do it within the first week or the second week, it's persistence. It simply means that you, as an individual, have to put a little bit more time, patience, and consistency in your life to develop these skills. And the last exercise tonight that I want to give you is going to be how to change or bring about the desire in your life of what you really want. And this can be for abundance, it can be for love, it can be for healing, it can be for anything that your heart desires, okay? So we're going to start with a real basic exercise, and I want you to understand I'm drawing on Joseph Weed's psychic energy, a wonderful, wonderful man. And some of this, most of it is his, but I am sharing it with you because it is a very wonderful gift. I learned this, some of these techniques elsewhere in the psychic development courses through the ARE, the Association of Research and Enlightenment, at Virginia Beach. And I would encourage those who can attend these courses to do so. They're held at the end of February, beginning of March every year. And Carol Ann Lieros and Dr. Henry Reed are those who teach, are the two main teachers of the course. And I would like you to look into doing that, because it is a week well spent with others like yourself who are just beginning their research or wanted to learn more about it and what have you. It also deals with what they call the battered boundary syndrome, of those who've had experiences where they seem to be getting messages from other sources, some of them not benign, and very many people who've undergone traumatic events in their lives will have psychic expressions happen, and it can tend to frighten them. So starting off with this, there is nothing to fear in using what is God-given. These are here for us as gifts. And if you look at them at that and use them as you would like to do so, you cannot go wrong. If you try to use them to harm another person or take something that does not belong to you, be aware that there is a payback. There is a penalty for abusing gifts, okay? And it's unique to each individual. And one of the notable examples of abuse is things start to go wrong in your life, illnesses, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And this is not always true, but each individual must look into his and her own life and see what it is they wish for. But as long as what you wish to do is consistent with that which is good and it is in the highest and best interests of all concerned, there is not a reason in the world why you should not have your heart's desire. Now, one of the first is to increase your energy. Okay, two things that we're going to use, and we work along this in the fact that we have five senses, all right? Touch, feel, sense, seeing, and hearing, and smell. The first two exercises are going to be utilizing breathing and counting their breaths, and then visualizing. All the things that you go through in life, the things that you have learned in life, the negatives tend to drain you of psychic energy. It pulls you down, and the more you dwell on negative thoughts and negative ideas, the weaker that you become, both physically and emotionally, and in the use of psychic energy. So understand that first is you want a clean house, okay? We can use breathing to do this, because when you breathe, you inspire, you inhale, or you have inspiration. And this is a breath of life. When you exhale, you expire. That is, you get rid of stuff. So very often when you learn yoga and some of the other wonderful holistic techniques, you understand that you are inspiring, bringing in spirit, and expiring, getting rid of toxins, which may be gases that come out of the body, which they do, not necessarily out of just the lower region, but toxins out of the body, out of the breath, because we expire all that. So when you are breathing, we want you to become aware, before you start this, become aware of putting yourself in an area where you are relaxed. And you want to start just breathing slowly. Be aware of your breath, okay? You can slow it down or speed it up, whichever you want to do. But be aware of your breath and how it sounds and how it feels. Now, the first exercise I want you to do, okay, is to practice this every day, one or more times for at least 2 weeks. Now, this is for starting here. Practice every day, once or twice for at least 2 weeks before going on to the second exercise I give you. And continue this even ever after, because it is great to bring in a lot of physical energy and can be used to just keep you going. And when you find yourself feeling fatigued during the day, this breathing exercise, this first one, can come in and help you raise your energy level. So here it is. Relax. Be aware. Breathe in to your full lung capacity. And as you bring in, fill your lungs up to the count of four. Then immediately exhale to the count of 11. Okay? You breathe in rapidly. You exhale slower. Count and set up a cadence of your rhythm. One, inhale, one, two, three, four. Exhale, one, two, three, four, five, six, 11. Repeat this at least 10 times at a sitting. Now, for those of you who don't breathe a lot, you're going to find that this can kind of take a little while to do, because you're not used to counting your breath, and you're not used to, by the way, using your whole lung. So fill the lung. Sit straight up, or you can lie in bed, but sit up straight. Don't hunch over or slouch. Fill your lungs capacity. Visualize your lungs being filled with this wonderful light, this wonderful air that keeps you breathing and your blood going. Again, the first week, do it 2-3 times a day. Inhale to the count of four, exhale to the count of 11. Then, the second week, increase it to 20 times at a sitting. And just seek to learn how to control it so it has a regular cadence, so it's something that becomes natural or habitual to you, okay? It is positive and automatic, and it takes about 2 weeks to do. After the second week, then, add a visualization. As you bring into the count of four, visualize the sun. See it as a great light somewhere above your head. And it doesn't matter if it's day or night, okay? Just visualize this wonderful sun when you breathe in to the count of four. And when you exhale, see the brilliant white light rays of this sun coming down in on you and entering your body through the top of your head, and also through every portion of your being. Oh, see this occur only on your exhalations. Again, when you inspire to the count of four, see the sun shining over your head. When you expire or exhale, visualize, draw down, use your focus and your will, and bring that ray of light into every part of your entire being till you are entirely enveloped with this bright light. As you inhale once again, the sun should be shining above you. So this is one of the easiest and simplest means of being drawing in rather psychic energy through directed breath. As you begin to do this over a period of time, you will be better balanced in your breathing and your visualization will be clear. It is basic, okay? This is very basic to begin with this. Doing it as often as you want thereafter is good, okay? Do it in the morning when you first wake up. Do it before you go to sleep. You may find yourself having some interesting dreams, by the way, if you do this kind of visualization exercise before going to sleep. And I will tell you also, slow rhythmic breathing slows down your body to help you move into an altered state of consciousness, which is basically another way of saying what you are going into. All right? Now, you've done this. You've been going, say, several weeks. Let's use the mind, besides the visualization of it. Let's use the mind, again, to increase this. Next, select a place where you will not be disturbed for about 15 or 20 minutes and relax. Again, this is your time. You want to relax and be able to just be with yourself and in the moment, in the here and now. When you do this work, please remember you are doing soul work when you do this. You wish to be here, in the now, in a state of being as you work on this. No thoughts of negativity or, you know, I've got to pay the bills, you know, or did I let the cat out, did I feed the dog, yada, yada. My boss at work, you know, is upset with me. All that goes away. Allow yourself to be in the moment. Remember, this is your time to take care of you and increase your gifts to make your life a more loving, fulfilled, joyous, and prosperous existence. All right. This one is a visualization technique. Okay. Just let your breathing take care. When you are quiet, turn your attention to your heart. In your mind's eye, see it giving out a pink radiation from a pink tinted light bulb, but more brilliant. Do not make it a pale, washed-out pink. Don't make it an electric neon pink, okay? Choose, perhaps, I would say, a rose-colored pink or the like. Make it a brilliant light. Hold your attention, to the count of nine. Do not hold your breath. Just remember, this is a visualization technique. But hold your attention to the count of nine. Now, at the count of nine, transfer your attention from your heart to the very top of the head and hold your attention there with this pink light. Carry this pink color to the very top of your head and a little bit beyond. And see that pink light at the top of your head. So from the heart to the top of the head, you visualize this beautiful pink color, this vibrant pink color coming to the top of the crown of your head, and hold it there to the count of 15. When you see your new spot, you should see a sphere of brilliant pink immediately above and interpenetrating your head. Just visualize this pink light all through your head, okay? Now, the third and last step is to visualize this pink cloud growing larger and larger so that it gradually envelops your entire body and as if you were sitting within a brilliant egg-shaped pink cloud, and hold this visualization while you mentally count to 12. Again, visualize the heart, pink brilliant light for 9. Move it to the top, to the crown of the head, and see this brilliant pink light. hold it there for the count of 15, this visualization, and then see this brilliant cloud of pink coming through into every part of your body, every portion of your very being, every atom of your being, so that you are enveloped and a part of all, and almost, yeah, I would say a part of this cloud, to the count of 12. Now, when you are finished with this, we are going to the next part. The next part is visualize your throat. This is where the thyroid is, the seat of the will. Visualize a brilliant blue light emanating from your throat. Again, count to, as you reach 9, count to the, go up to 9 with this brilliant blue light. Again, take this beautiful light up to you to the count of 15, to the top of your head. Make these counts measured and evenly paced, about the space of a heartbeat. The visualization you have, see it radiantly brilliant as it hovers over your head. When you reach 15, see the ball of light grow larger until it expands all around you, and you are completely bathed in a shining blue cloud. Hold this picture until the count of 12. Okay? Next, visualize a great white light radiating out of your forehead from between the eyebrows at about 1 inch above the root of the nose. This is the third eye. Hold this picture while you count 9. Again, transfer your attention once again to the top of your head and see this sphere of brilliant white light resting there as you count to 15. And at the count of 15, see the light expand until it becomes a great white cloud which completely envelops and interpenetrates you. And hold this for the count of 12. Sit quietly after you've finished. You may not realize it, but you have started a great deal of energy and motion and vibration into your being. Let this momentum build and gather force in your life. At first, you may not see anything happening or changing, but don't let that be worried. Rome was not built in a day. You know, nothing appears overnight. Unfortunately, or fortunately, I think in many cases, we do not have a magic wand that we can sort of bonk somebody over the head and sprinkle fairy dust and it's done. But you will begin to see things changing in your life. Sit as long as you like after this exercise and just be aware of being in the moment. Feel your body. See if you see any changes as a period of time, and that takes care of you, okay? You will begin to see changes in a few days. You will find yourself with more energy, more vitality. Your mind will be more alert. You will be more aware. You will be tuned in more to other people. This exercise brings in not only the mind through visualization, but the will, because you are working in a controlled environment and you are doing it. It brings in your faculties and you employ them in a wonderful, wonderful way. Now, there's another one that you can use that's indicated, that you can use. I like this one. You can use one. There's one about surrounding yourself by either extreme cold or extreme heat. And you want to use your will to visualize and pretend you're at extreme cold till you actually feel it. And you may feel yourself shivering as though you're really, really somewhere in the middle of snow and you're cold. And then you release that. Once you get that, you turn around and by an effort of will, you turn around and change it to heat. And visualize yourself in a hot place or in a sauna or wherever, and you get hot. And you get so hot, you think, or your body may even start sweating. But you can do this, okay? By the effort of your own will and visualization, you can make your body react to or visualize and feel the physical manifestation of what your mind envisions. Very powerful exercise. I like this one, however. I do another, just for relief. This just sit and relax. Visualize a sphere of light about 6 feet immediately above your head. This is easier if you're sitting up, believe me, than if you're lying down. The sphere should be like a brilliant white light 4 or 5 feet across. So just see, like at your ceiling, there's this brilliant white cloud. And when it's quite visible in your mind's eye, use your will to attempt to lift your body up and into the center of the sphere. Okay? This, again, is the use of a visualization. See this? White sphere, 5 or 6 feet across, 5 or 6 feet above your head, and 4 or 5 feet across, and just using your mind, visualize your body lifting off the chair and into this white cloud. Okay. This is a harder exercise to do, but it's also good to do it. Again, I've given you some really, really good basic breaths and exercises and visualizations to do. So we're going to go on to another one. Now, remember, take it slow and easy. If you expect it to pop up every day, no. There are, some of you might, some of you are already gifted, but these are for those people who are interested in developing and becoming more aware and empowering yourself. One of the great things is, and as a psychic, and I've worked with numbers, that people come to me with this information or that information, and understand that all information is available to everyone if they so choose to use it. One person is not greater than another. One person is not more gifted than another. It's just that one person is more aware of and willing to use those gifts than someone else. There are some people who have multiple gifts. Some people who have developed these gifts over a series of lifetimes in service to themselves and to others. And I say in service to yourself because charity begins at home, does it not? And where is home but you? So using these gifts to make yourself a happier person, in fact, all of this that we do is to create a happiness, to bring you closer to the God within and closer to the source of that which is. And as you draw closer to the source, you bring about peace in your life. And as you bring about peace in your life, you bring peace into others' lives. And when I give greetings for people, now, I try to encourage them to look into their own beings for the answer, because all of us have the answer there. And I'm just giving you a way of learning how to access that information for yourself. That doesn't mean that you don't have to talk to another psychic or talk to someone else. You can. But what's wonderful is you can balance against what you do. Now, I sometimes go to talk to my friends as well, because I want corroboration about what I'm feeling, because sometimes things are so intensely personal or just plain intense that, you know, I get kind of clouded and want to make sure that I'm trying to see things clearly. So you can do that. And that's good, too. I don't mean everybody has to go off on their own, because it's always nice to confirm it. But, you know, sometimes you just don't have somebody with you all the time, and there are times when you really need to have this information available. And it's good for you to know that you have that access. And these gifts can be used to help your family and your friends. And again, I repeat this because it is so important. It is a gift that I want you to avail yourselves of and use for your own personal happiness. And some of you may end up becoming gifted psychics because of it. And I think that's just fabulous. There can't be too many people with the wonder and the source and the ability to reach into God's domain, if you will, his domain that he set up for us to use. If it were not for us to use, we wouldn't have a brain, believe me. And we wouldn't have these gifts and the access to them if they were not meant to be used. So, now here comes another one that's really good. There are different levels of spirit and clairvoyance, and I would like you to know that. There's the level that's here that we kind of know. There's the next level that reaches up, and it's sort of like, oh, being someone who is sitting in a tower looking down, and then you can see, traffic coming, and you can guess what's going to happen, and that gives you the ability to see an accident before it happens or know the flow of change of lights and the probabilities of somebody making it to a street corner. So when you move to a second level of clairvoyance, you get precognition. That's because you're still kind of materially tied to this earth plane, but you moved higher, and you just have a broader view. Another level is you move even higher than that, and you move into a really wonderful level that provides even greater insight and understanding. And this allows you to see the reasons for things happening. It gives you a broader understanding so that when you can read for yourself and for others, you know why something is going to happen. And somehow, sometimes you know there are ways that you can, with giving advice or changing yourself or responding differently, that something that could be perceived as a negative or that you don't want to happen can be averted, can be changed, because you've made an active and positive step to change it. And then the fourth level, yes, may I help you?
Oh,
yes.
They answered the phone and
I can't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. They said that it would be okay for me to ask you a question.
Certainly. I'm so glad you called. How may I serve you?
Oh, I love hearing your show. It's very enlightening and also very supportive. I'm dealing with a family situation right now. And
I'm sorry. You're fading away again. I'm sorry. Can you
I'm
talk
sorry.
Louder?
Is that better?
Yeah, it's a little bit better. Yeah, just talk loud because
we're going through several long
distances here.
I'm dealing with a family situation, and I was wondering if I could ask if you saw it coming out okay.
Okay, you have a family situation?
Yes.
Okay. Can you give me briefly what the problem is, or do you want me to do? Yeah, I'm trying to teach psychic reading here, but so if you can give me information that I can give an answer faster, that would help.
Okay. It's regarding one of my adult children, and there's the adult child is going into a treatment center tomorrow.
Okay.
And there's also a legal situation, and I wondered if you were picking up.
I'm sorry?
If I wondered if in your psychic ability you were picking up success in that for
He's
him.
Going into a treatment facility. Assuming it's addiction?
Yes.
Okay.
And mental health.
And mental health. Okay. Yeah. My feeling is that that this child, is it a male?
Yes.
Yeah. My feeling is that he has good intentions.
Yes.
But he's going to find it very, very difficult. I think there's going to be needed follow-up work.
Yes.
And it's going to be very important for your support for him. I'm not sure that he has actually bottomed out yet completely.
Okay.
He's going to make every effort to try and do it, but my feeling is he may have a relapse in the future.
Okay.
Okay. He does have a good intentions. And as we work along, I want you to listen. I'm going to make sure now that I get to that lesson on how to help people mentally and spiritually, to help influence their minds.
Okay.
To give them extra support.
All right.
To help them along, okay?
Okay.
And I'm he is going to try, but my feeling is that it's going to be a while. It's going to take him a while, darling.
Okay.
But, you know, he's a good human being.
Yeah.
And I know you love him dearly.
Yeah.
And he sure is worthwhile. He sure is. Okay.
It's a very messy situation right now. That
they're what?
It's a very complex and messy situation right now that he's...
I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's going to need extra support, and I'm going to give you some tips on how to do that, sweetie, okay?
Okay.
And this you can do, and it's you can consider it a form of prayer. Anything that one puts one's heart into with emotion, understand that it will bring about a more profound and usually a quicker result. Okay?
Okay.
If we put our emotion into it, it has a much greater impact on our desired result.
Okay.
All right, dear. Thank you so much, and do listen, and thank you so much.
Thank
Let
you.
Let me finish this one, and I'll get to that right next, just so we don't miss it, okay?
Thank you.
Bye-bye, darling.
Bye.
Okay. Anyway, the second thing is I want you to just sit and relax. All right? The fourth level is the level, as I was saying, about the Spirit of God. This is where true prophecy comes from. This is where the prophets of old and some of the prophets of today have come from. The visualizations that they see that are really from closer to that source, if we can say, of God, and are meant usually for mankind. Okay? So that's what we want to say. I want you to relax. I want you to sit again, just relax, and demand psychic energy. Visualize vast streams of pure white radiance streaming into your being from above. I want you to want this energy. I want you to demand it with all your will. Feel love for it. See it and realize it as it tingles through you, an accomplished fact. Now, after a short pause, visualize your whole being lifted up into a brilliant, clear white light. See it like an envelope of clouds all around you. Feel a vibrant, tingling quality on your skin, and let this freshness envelop and nourish you. That's the exercise. You do want to be comfortably seated or lying flat, okay? Again, sometimes there's no immediate result, but it is the persistence and consistent use of these efforts, just like anything else, that will bring about the desired result. You really don't sit down to a piano unless you're an absolute born genius and play a concerto. And I think even then, geniuses have to learn a little. But no matter what, this will bring about your desired result. Now, I was going to go to something else, but for this woman's gift, let me say that I would like to do this about, and let me check on this, how we can get to that lesson here. Hold on. Okay. Getting someone to work with someone, all right, to send, there are going to be two that I teach you, okay? Again, we want you to consider this to be a meditation and to be in a place where you can prepare yourself. Now, this, to win agreement, okay? Find a place where you won't be disturbed by others or loud noises, okay? Sit in a chair or lie in the bed, but relax, because sometimes you can fall into a sleep. Charge yourself with psychic energy. You can use the counting to 10 or 20, okay? You can use it by just visualizing, as we did in the count from 9 and 15 and 12. You can use any of the foregoing exercises. You might even want to chant it, Aum, A-U-M, or Aum, as they release your breath. You can use this with your breath, by the way. This is one that perhaps using the breath might not be bad, all right? Because that is a double charge, so to speak. Breathe deeply to the count of 8 and then hold your count of breath to 10. Breathe deeply to 8, hold to 10, and release it to 15. All right, again, breathe in to the count of 8. Hold your breath for the count of 10 and release it to 15. While you are breathing, visualize a cloud, white and very bright, immediately over your head. As you hold your breath, see the cloud hovering over you, and then when you breathe out for the count of 15, let it descend gently so it envelops your entire body. Okay? Repeat this exercise 5 times each day at each sitting. In the beginning, practice it 3 sittings a day. Don't do more than that. It's like charging a battery. Now, what I would like you to do when you are adequately charged after doing this, holding this exercise, again, 8 in, see the bright light, hold the breath to 10, and release and bring the light down on you to the count of 15. After you do this 5 times, I want you to visualize the person whose cooperation that you desire. With your eyes closed, see this person clearly etched in full detail in the front of your head, just behind your forehead. That's your third eye. When you feel that visualization is clear, feel you are that person, that you are in the body, and you, as you realize, think, you know, I will help you, or you will help yourself, whatever it is you want done. In the case of this woman who called, that she could speak to her son and say, you know, you can help yourself. You have the power necessary within you. You know, there's God within you. You have the power to overcome and to get rid of this, well, this addiction. You know, you can do it. You have the strength. You have the support and love of others. All right, as soon as you do that, let go of the visualization and then dismiss it. Don't think about it again. Let it go. If you want somebody else to help you, you can use the same visualization and tell the person that while you're in the brain, say, I see, or you see that person and just say, I will help, your name there, who came to me or who needs a job or whatever, and it's right and proper, I should help or give them a job, and I can do so without difficulty, and I will do it, okay? Let it go after that. You visualized it. Let it go. All right? And this is good. Prayer is wonderful. All right? So what you would want to do is just the same thing. You just say that that person is going to be all right, that they're going to be okay. You can do it. You can succeed. All right? So this technique will help to others to help themselves and perhaps to help you, depending on your need. All right? Now, I could talk about dowsing, but we've had dowsing before, and so I would suggest you go to the archives. Raymond Grace had a wonderful one on dowsing, and we've talked to you before. I was going to give you a technique on seeing your past lives. I've done that before, too, but I was going to reiterate it because I'm going to teach you how you can also help someone else see their past life or see somebody else's past life. But let me just take a moment here to say that I am so grateful for the gift I have and that I have been able to use it in my life to help me and to help others. I cannot use it in any way but that which is beneficial to myself and others, because I don't want to have to deal with the consequences, both in this lifetime and in other lifetimes, of the abuse of power. And did I fear it when I was younger? Yeah, some. And then part of it was I was different than other kids, and nobody likes to be different. They like to be a part of the clique. But if you don't use it, it's going to come and haunt you and tap you, and part of your life's mission is to do the best good that you can on this earth plane. So I would like very much for you to understand that if you feel called to do this, follow through, because it is a good gift and it is beneficial. I'm going to give you again a kind of a quick technique. And this again is going to take sometimes days and sometimes weeks depending on your ability. Again, here we go. You must be in a place where you're going to be alone, quiet, day or night, doesn't matter, but someplace where you won't be disturbed. Charge yourself with extra energy, taking the 5 deep breaths and hold one for the count of 10, and then exhale over the count of 15. All right? Do that 5 times. Now, sit in front of a mirror or put a large mirror, at least 10 by 12 inches or larger, on a table or desk before you, and sit in a straight back chair. You want to get the room softly lighted or darkened, except for a single candle, which should be placed to the left of the mirror in your line of vision. And I suggest a white cap candle. And why is this? Oh, because white reflects light, and you can see a lot better in a darkened area. But it can be done during the day, just as long as there's not a lot of sunlight, because it'll wash out the effects of what's going to happen. What you do is just say, look, you sit quietly after charging yourself and say, I would like to see what I look like in one of my previous lives or in the life immediate to this or one in which I had the greatest growth in spirit or whatever you want, whatever past lifetime. I think I lived in Poland, so I would like to see the life I lived in Poland. Now, while looking at yourself in the mirror, look directly into your own eyes in the mirror, okay? Don't look at anything else, just your own eyes. You might find yourself squinting, not a problem. Maintain attention in your eyes themselves, okay? Now, this may, don't do this for longer than, 4 or 5 minutes, and relax. 10 minutes at the most should be ample, okay? Don't push it. Doesn't happen at first, it will. Believe me, it works very well. At first, you won't notice anything, but then a sudden, you're going to see something. You will see that the mirror will tend to cloud over. It's going to look like misty gray. You will then see nothing in the mirror, okay? You are looking still into your eyes. Maintain that. You might only just see eyes, but do not take away your attention from that, all right? And it may shimmer a little bit, okay? For me, it's a clouded misting, and it's like just like fog rolling in out of the mirror, which was absolutely fascinating, and then I lost my attention. But you don't do that, all right? This is an indication of your energy working on the very crystals in the air itself. Sometimes gradually and sometimes rapidly, your image is going to change. Now, here he says, the reconstruction will not begin in alteration of the facial lines, but in some details of clothing or hair. And the character of the face will change quite imperceptibly and in the most unexpected. Rarely will your facial image hold to the present type. Okay? Again, don't prolong your experiment if it puts strains on the eyes. Now, I will tell you what my experience was in this. First, it clouded over. Then, I saw a skeleton, a skull. All right? Literally, my face was rebuilt from the skull to muscles, then to flesh and blood, and then the hair and the stuff, okay? So it was like I was being reconstructed from the skeleton out. That's my experience when I look into a mirror to seek past lives. Yours may be like what I read here, or it could be different. And when it's done, the last thing I see is clothing. And at the same time, you can ask yourself questions. Who was I? What was I name? What was my name? When did I live? What did I do? Who were my relatives? The people in my life now, are they still here now? Were they my relatives then? why am I living this life? What is my mission in life? Geez, you can ask any question you want and get an answer. Okay? It is amazing what happens. You will be amazed at the amount of information that this happens. Now, okay? The energy stimulates the optic center, so what you are doing, a different dimension is being brought into the range of your normal eyesight. You are seeing. Okay, this is not an imagination. Again, I'll tell you what I think I told you before. When my oldest daughter was about 7 or 8 or 9 years old, I was doing this experiment, and she snuck into my bedroom and hid behind a chair. And she let out a yelp, and it brought me out, and I said, what's wrong? She said, Mommy, you're not you. What happened to your hair? You're a bald man in the mirror. And what I had brought, the image I had brought up, was that of one of a Tibetan monk about 500 or so years ago. And there I was, with an Asian male face, bald as an egg, and wearing a yellow robe. So my daughter, who hadn't a clue what I was doing, fall into the mirror, so it was not my imagination, okay? Now, you can do this with another person. Again, please just be with one person. You don't want too many people in on this. And, okay, reduce the lighting to a single-shaded lamp or candle. Again, place in your line of vision to your left as you face the person. Sit about 4 or 5 feet apart and look, face each other directly. Take those deep breaths and look steadily into the eyes and say, I would like to see the appearance of this person, using their name, in a past life. And look directly into the eyes of the person. Okay? Again, you're going to see the change of face after a while. Don't go more than 10 or 15 minutes. Don't try to push it. Stop at least an hour and go on. Okay? And to note, this was used by Egyptians in the distant past to test whether or not somebody was telling a lie. They could begin to discern whether or not somebody was telling the truth or was lying by using this technique of looking into their eyes, okay? So, again, this is fabulous. And for those of you who have children with trouble, you might look into a past life to see what it is that they are trying to destroy in themselves. Use this technique to find out what it is, and if we can pinpoint it, if it can be pinpointed, if that can be brought up and cleared, that is a wonderful way of doing it. Now, we're almost out of time, so I'm going to try and do this last technique to get the fulfillment of your desires. Okay? Again, charge yourself with those 5 breaths. Center your consciousness in your heart and visualize your entire chest area enveloped in a pink aura or pink light. Take in a breath to the count of 6 while you hold this visualization. Hold your breath to the count of 12. And as you do so, raise the pink cloud to a point about 3 inches above the top of your head. Release your breath slowly to the count of 8, and at the same time, expand the pink cloud to include the head and upper part of your body. With your breath expelled and your lungs empty, hold your breath out to the count of 12, and at the same time, keep in your mind's eye the visualization of a shining pink cloud surrounding your head and upper body. Now, again, center your consciousness on your throat and visualize that bright blue light enveloping your throat and shoulders. Take a deep breath to the count of 6. Hold the visualization to the count of 12. And as you do, raise the blue aura, the blue light, to about 3 inches above the top of your head. Release your breath slowly to the count of 8, and at the same time, expand the blue cloud so it includes your upper head and the upper part of your body. When your breath is expelled and your lungs are empty, hold your breath out to the count of 12, and at the same time, maintain the visualization of the blue light enveloping your head and body. For the third part, now center your consciousness to the pituitary gland that is in the skull, right above the bridge of the nose, between the eyebrows, about a half an inch back of the forehead. And as you do, visualize a brilliant white light around your head and count 6 while you breathe in, hold your breath to the count of 12 and raise the bright light to a point about 3 inches above the very top of your head. Release your breath to the count of 8, and as you do so, fill the pituitary center, join the center above your head so they become as one, and the light created by this fusion lights up the whole room. This is the difference. This brilliant light lights up the whole room. When your breath is expelled, hold your lungs empty and count to 12 and see that brilliant sun-like aura expand so that it includes your head and the entire upper part of your body above the waist. Sit and relax in quiet meditation for about 3 minutes. During this period, petition for what you need or desire. And if it is a worthy petition, it will be granted. And before you rise, when you are done, say, let good befall the world, or let the world be blessed. And may I say, please give thanks for all the wonderful, wonderful things in your life each and every day, because you are all blessed. And acknowledging your blessings and the miracles in your life will only bring about an increase each and every day in the miracles in your life and the blessings that you can receive. And I do wish you all, each of you, a very wonderful, wonderful, blessed week and weeks to come. I use these exercises, and I can assure you that more and more in my life, I am finding peace, love, prosperity, joy, and daily growth and satisfaction in all I do. I am blessed and I am honored that I am able to be on a show that I can bring to you. I am thankful every day that I have the opportunity to speak to people all over the world. And I think that I can only say what I, which I have again, that I thank Don and his brother Doug and the others for this wonderful opportunity to bring to you the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the psychic abilities. And, you know, you should let them know how much you appreciate and enjoy this show by contacting them at bbsradio.com and let them know how you feel about these programs they held, because it's important for everybody to have feedback and know what's going on. This is a very unique opportunity that is being provided to all of us, to every one of us on this station. And, you know, I am grateful. For me, it's one of my daily miracles and weekly miracles. So I don't know how much time I have left. If there is anyone who wishes to call in and ask for any other information. Yes, may I help you?
Oh no!
Goodbye.
Yeah, we're close. We're closing the hour.
Pardon?
We're closing up.
Okay.
We got about a minute before the next show.
Okay.
But thank you. Wonderful program, and I appreciate the accolades. Thank you very, very much.
Well, God bless you, and I may never word of it.
Oh, thank you. We love you.
See you next week.
Okay.
Can I just say goodbye?
Sure.
Okay. I have been given the signal. It is now time to say goodbye. This is Phyllis Pricer with the Higher Dimensions. You can reach me at 202-387-2080 or at bbsradio.com or my email, psychicworlds4@aol.com or my website, Multiple Pathways, Inc. God bless. Have a wonderful week, and I so look forward to you next weekend. Good night and goodbye.